Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cindy Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Dog-friendly spaces are becoming a more common thing. In other words, you can bring your dog to the coffee shop or into the shopping centre if you'd like. But of course, that has a good half of people saying you shouldn't be allowed to. You don't pick up over it after it anyway. What if it barks at me, runs at me, bites me, yada, yada, yada. With us is Emily Brew, who's presenter with Radio Nova, and Irish Examiner columnist Michael Moynihan. Emily, you are not quite a full year into ownership.
No.
How are you finding it?
It's definitely a learning curve, that's for sure. Our pup will be a year at the end of this month. She's a little lurcher cross called Stevie. She is adorable, but it's a lot of work.
Crossed with what?
We're not sure. She's a rescue. Yeah.
Crossed with something big or something small?
We think a whippet, maybe a greyhound, something like that. Yeah, she's...
How are you finding? Because the puppy phase is challenging.
The puppy phase is challenging. I slept on the couch for the first 2 weeks. while we were trying to crate train her. We're kind of getting there and we're starting to socialise her a little bit more. So this whole topic of places being more dog friendly is something I am very in favour of.
How have you found the experience of trying to bring your dog to the places that you go?
I am very lucky because a lot of the places in my area, cafes and things like that, they're very dog friendly. And like in Ireland, it was only 2017 where cafes and restaurants were allowed their dogs in. Like the rules were reversed. So we are still absolutely decades behind our European and UK counterparts where their societies were kind of built around allowing dogs in. Like that was just the nature of the way that things were formed. In Ireland, not so much. So I'm lucky in the area that we live. There's lots of dog friendly spaces. But
do you want to be in a cafe or restaurant filled with other people's dogs?
Well, the thing is, there's a few in my area. They're like, we're still miles away from lots of places being dog friendly. You can still walk into most cafes and not encounter any dogs. But there is a rise in them for sure.
Well, Michael Moynihan, as I said, is with us. He's from the Irish Examiner. Michael, what's your take on all this?
Well, Anton, I'm speaking to you from the Witness Protection Programme here in Cork. given the reaction, I wrote a column during the week in which I said I was a little bit unhappy with dogs defecating in front of me as I had my coffee. So, I mean, that's where I'm coming from. I acknowledge, you know, I think the whole thing falls to pieces on whether people are responsible or not. And I'm quite sure most people are cognizant of the fact that they have an animal with them when they're in a coffee shop. But speaking personally, I would not like to sit down for a cup of coffee and for the person at the next table to say, by the way, there was a dog licking the table there 2 minutes ago before you came in. Or indeed, for a dog to empty its bowls while I'm having a scone. I just find that a line that I will not cross.
Now, I don't want to dwell too much on it, but that latter problem, is that common? Surely that is something they do when they're not in the cafe.
I think you're presuming a lot on the part of the owners there, Anton, to be honest. I mean, no more than any other human endeavour, you're going to have a spectrum of responsibility. And I'm quite sure people do their best to ensure ahead of time that these things won't happen. And I speak as euphemistically as possible. But you are presuming that there's a level of personal responsibility being taken by people, which, in my experience, does not happen. And I have seen it with my own eyes. And to be honest, I think if you're relying on people to do the right thing by other people, you are often on a loser to start. And this is not somewhere, to be honest with you, that I'd be inclined to take too many chances.
So there you go, Emily. You and Stevie might be in front of Michael. Stevie gets caught short, and before you know it, Michael's scone in the morning is ruined.
Well, look, he's not wrong. You know, there are most dog owners are responsible, but I think as Ireland becomes more dog friendly, there needs to be more done in terms of training of dog owners to understand their body language. Because you're right. I mean, most dogs, and not to dwell too much on the icky topic, they're not going to want to do it in a coffee shop or a restaurant. Like, my little Diva will only go in the back garden. She won't even go out in public. So, you know, for dog owners to recognise what their dog's needs are, and also to look at the environment around them, because some people are scared of dogs, some people are allergic to dogs. Now, you could argue that maybe they shouldn't go to a cafe that is dog friendly, of which there are only a small percentage. But, you know, you need to be cognizant of the people around you. And, you know, if anybody looks upset or nervous or whatever, and also look at your dog's behaviour. If your dog is acting in a way that they're like, I don't really want to be here, then you need to remove them from the situation.
The other thing, though, and a text came in saying animals and food hygiene don't go together. I say this speaking as a dog owner. Dogs are manky.
Mm.
Do you really want them around you when you're eating?
Humans are mankier, you could argue.
Yes, now, look, other patrons don't come up and nuzzle their face into your lap while you're in the middle of dinner.
That's true. And again, I'll go back to, it's not an epidemic. It's not like every restaurant and cafe you walk into is full of dogs. I mean, I would love that, but, you know, most people wouldn't. I don't think we're there yet, and I don't think that it is something that we need to be too worried about yet, because we're still strides away from that. Public transport is a huge problem for dog owners, because if you don't have a car, or if you don't have access or means to have a car, it's difficult to bring your pet to the vet, for example, because the rules are all over the place when it comes to public transport. There's only about 4% of hotels and B&Bs and stuff like that that are dog friendly. So we're a long way away from being a situation.
What are the rules of public transport?
They vary. So trains seem to be the most kind of open, like they have a rule where you can bring them on in a crate, or if they're muzzled, or if they're in some sort of carrier or something like that. Buses are difficult, because there's no, from the last time I looked, there was no policy on the Dublin Bus website around, and it kind of seems to be at the discretion of the bus driver. So if you rock up and you've got a tiny little cockapoo or something in a handbag, I think they'll be okay. But like, they're not going to let, you know, a lurcher onto a Dublin bus, I don't think.
What about that thing of hotels and B&Bs, Michael? Would you stay somewhere in the knowledge that the previous guest had had a lurcher sleeping in the room?
No, I wouldn't. And I have to say, to state my own bona fides, I was reared with dogs and we bred dogs for a while. But I think I have to point out that if we are actually organising public spaces such as hotels and restaurants to suit dogs rather than people, I don't want to use the phrase the tail is wagging the dog, but to me that does seem a bit strange that you would actually say, I'm going to go out for a coffee or a sandwich or whatever you're having yourself. I can't go here because there are going to be dogs there, and it's more important for the cafe to accommodate the dogs than it is for me. I think, you know, we definitely have the wrong end of the stick. I mean, to me, Anton, you summed it up. You're talking about food hygiene and preparation. Down with small kids and toddlers, you know, crawling around on the floor. What are they crawling through? You know, I just think it's a disaster, to be quite honest.
Text saying, Michael, in Germany, dogs are allowed everywhere. Your Irish Examiner guy, the Irish Examiner guy, by the way, is Michael Moynihan. Your Irish Examiner guy would have to eat his words there. On the other hand, Anton, I'm sorry, we're going crazy about animals. We're treating them like humans. They aren't children. I repeat, they are not children. I would put it to you, Emily, that the big problem in all of this is the owners of small dogs.
Yes.
They're the really annoying ones. Yeah. They get away with murder.
They do. They absolutely do. And they make a bad name for everybody else.
They do. If your average Rottweiler behaved the way your average little small dog behaved, mm-hmm. there'd be problems.
There would, for sure.
Harumph and so forth. So in terms of your ideal world then, what is it you would like to see? Is it every cafe, every restaurant
no.
dog friendly?
And look, I don't think we're ever going to get there. Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to get there. But I think we're making strides in the right direction. Our society wasn't built around being dog friendly. So, you know, we still have a way to go. But, you know, if you could say 20 or 30% of cafes and restaurants were dog friendly, equally for accommodation and hotels. And on the hotel point, most dog-friendly hotels will charge you a surcharge for an additional clean, you know, around allergies and stuff like that. There, I think, as I said, there's only about 4% of places that offer this. You know, so I don't think that there's much of a risk of Michael going to a hotel room where there would be any evidence of a dog having, you know, been there beforehand, especially if you go to dog-friendly hotels.
A text to say, I've insulted the dogs. I didn't know, well, the dogs can't understand me, so don't tell them. dogs are not manky, humans are. And if you don't like dogs or you're allergic to dogs, then stay out of pet-friendly places. There's a lot of exclamation marks in this text. The world does not turn to grant you your every wish. Michael, I think that's me back squarely in my box, but I'll say that's directed at you rather than me.
Well, look, I'm all for, you know, live and let live. But I do have to say, if you're in a public place and a dog comes wandering over and sticks its nose in your crotch, you know, that's not something you signed up for, to be honest with you. And I acknowledge there are people who are very responsible with their dogs. But Emily made a good point earlier, not so much to do with restaurants, but, you know, people letting their dogs off the leash to run around. And there are people who really don't like dogs and they're entitled to that point of view. And I do think that, as your previous texter said, this whole outlook, which goes far beyond this subject, where the whole world is really arranged for my benefit and convenience, that's a mindset that I think a few people would do well to interrogate, I'll put it that way.
Another one saying, I love dogs, but I think all these rules are for dog owners, not dogs. I think it could be stressful for the dogs with all the noise, the people, the smells. Another Anton, my wife minds dogs for people, and some of the dogs that come to stay are in poor condition, never washed, ears, eyes, teeth, under their tails, totally neglected. Some of them smell awful. Owners never wash their dogs. A lot of owners are not favourite. I assume Stevie
She's pistol. Pristine.
Magnificent.
Yes.
Smells wonderful. Oh, like absolutely. Chanel No. 5 from a distance.
But it's an interesting point that your texter brought up about people being manky, because one thing I've certainly noticed as a dog owner is the litter issue. Obviously, there's a dog deposit issue, but the litter issue and what dogs can pick up in their mouths as you're out for a walk, so dangerous.
Emily, thank you very much. Emily Brew, presenter with Radio Nova. And likewise, thank you to Michael Moynihan from the Irish Examiner, currently in witness protection in Cork. Back after this break.